Well, when one of our older son, who I'll call firstborn, was about six, he started begging for a dog. And Matt and I weren't ready for the emotional or financial commitment. So we convinced him that a rat would be just as much fun. And thus began about 10 years of rat infestation at our house. We had two or three at a time, so they wouldn't get lonely. And these were very lucky rats because firstborn not only took care of their basic needs, but he played with them constantly and let them roam around the house, you know, like dogs. And the lifespan of a rat is normally about 2 to 3 years. And some of these rats died peacefully in their sleep, but others succumbed to rat bronchitis, which is common. And they spent the last few weeks of their lives not coughing exactly, but breathing heavily, like, and we always sought treatment, being responsible rat owners. But this only seemed to prolong their lives, not their suffering, not really cure them, to the tune of about $80 for an exam and antibiotics. So when firstborn was maybe 9 or 10 years old, a rat named Fuzzy succumbed. She starts doing the breathing thing, and firstborn starts nagging me to take Fuzzy to the vet. And I say things like, why don't we wait a few days? You know, when you're sick, I don't take you to the doctor right away, because sometimes you get better on your own. But Fuzzy hung on for weeks with the breathing. And it was distressing for firstborn. And it was disturbing for me, too. It was like that heartbeat in the Edgar Allan Poe story, you know. So every time Fuzzy lived in a big cage in the playroom with a rat named Freckly. And every time he went in there, you could hear the breathing. And see, the TV was in the playroom, and sometimes after the kids went to bed, my husband and I liked to watch an R-rated DVD, and we'd actually have to move the rat cage into the garage. That's how loud the breathing was. So firstborn kept nagging me, and one day I thought, you know what, maybe I should take Fuzzy to the vet. And the next time we brought the subject up, I said, you know, you're right, son, it's time, but the doctor might say that Fuzzy would be better off, to be put to sleep. And his little face got sad. And I said, but you know, after school, we could go to the pet store and see if they have any baby rats. And he brightened up a little. So while he and his brother were at school that day, I got busy. I called vets all over the county. And I wasn't going to call our usual vet because I knew she would lay a big guilt trip on me about not seeking, you know, treatment for Fuzzy. So I called all the other vets and finally found one who not only treated small animals but was willing to kill them. So then a little while later, I'm out in the driveway with a cardboard box with a board on top and a couple of bricks on top of the board. And I'm getting into my minivan, and my neighbor Mel was working in the raised bed between our two driveways. I was actually hoping not to run into Mel. He says, he's kind of an older, gruff guy, and he says, hey, Gene, what have you got in that box? I say, a sick rat. I'm taking it to the vet to have it put down. And he says, really? How much is that going to set you back? About $35. $35! $35! And I'm driving to Los. You're going to drive all the way to Los Osos and pay someone $35 to kill a rat? Hell, I've got a shovel. I'll do it for free. And I say, well, what do you mean? What do you, how would that go? He says, I just whack it on the head. I said, no, I couldn't do that, Mel. And he says, Well, you know, there's a lot of fields off of Foothill on your way. I mean, you could just pull over and let her out of the car. And I think about that for a minute. And then I say, no, because that'd be terrifying for Fuzzy. She's never had to fend for herself. And he says, well, she wouldn't have to. Turkey vulture would snatch her right up. And I thought about that, and I thought about my son and how he would feel about his beloved pet meeting such a violent end. And I said, no, Mel. And he was clearly disgusted with me. And I said, look, you just got to let me do this my own way. And I drove off. So now I'm in the waiting room in Los Osos, and other people have like a dog and a leash or a cat in a crate. I've got my box. We're all conferring about our pet's ailments, and I don't let on that I'm hoping to leave without my pet today. And then the vet's assistant sticks her head in, Fuzzy, and I follow her back with my box, you know, and I set it on that stainless steel table, and she says, you know, well, so what seems to be the problem? And then I realize that maybe the receptionist hadn't really communicated with her, and I want to make sure we're on the same page. And I say, you know, Fuzzy's got that bronchial thing. She's very, very sick. I think she's beyond treatment. She says, well, let's have a look. And we take the board and the bricks off, and she looks in there, and Fuzzy's sort of darting around. She says, well, she looks pretty good to me. I said, no, she's usually much more lethargic. And listen to her breathing. It sounds terrible. And she says, well, we'll see what the doctor has to say. And she leaves the room, and then I'm thinking about Mel's offer. I'm feeling kind of regretful at this point. He gave me two, not one, but two good solutions. I've just driven to Los Osos, and I'm about to pay perhaps upwards of $80 here if I don't handle this right. So the doctor comes in, and he's this nice-looking, young, waspy kind of looking doctor with a white coat, very professional and kind and friendly. Really, all these people are nicer than anybody you find at my kid's pediatrician's office. It's amazing how nice vets are. And so he comes in, and he shakes my hand, introduces himself, and sort of asks a few questions about Fuzzy's health history. And honestly, all the rats kind of blur together for me, so I'm not able to give him much information. But I just keep emphasizing, you know, listen to the breathing. It's just terrible, isn't it? And he actually gets out a little stethoscope and everything, listens to the breathing, and he says, well, have you tried antibiotics? Oh, man. And I know I have to really thread the needle here, you know. But I get around to how upsetting this is for all of us to listen to this, and how the kind of bronchitis our rats get just seems to be very, very tough to beat, you know. And it's very upsetting for my son. I'm concerned about his emotional welfare. So maybe we could discuss other options here. And he gets it. He gets it. And now he goes into kind of concern mode, and he talks in a very soft voice. And he tells me how this is going to go. And it's just going to be an injection. Fuzzy won't feel it. And it'll be very quick. And I say, thank you, doctor. That's great. And I start gathering up my board and my bricks and my purse and stuff. And he says, you know, some people like to stay with their pet. And you could hold Fuzzy if you wanted to during this process. And I look down in the box, I look at Fuzzy. Now, some of the rats are almost cute, like the black and white ones that are on the small side. But Fuzzy is this big, hefty rat with spiky, kind of grayish, brownish fur and a long, long, naked tail. And Fuzzy is indistinguishable from the kinds of rats that are reviled all over the world, right? And I have never touched Fuzzy. In fact, I use very heavy gardening gloves to get Fuzzy, to kind of push her into the cardboard box. So I say, no, you know, I don't think, you know, it's really my son's pet, and I don't think I really need, I don't need to do that. I think I'll just go. And he says, all right, well, I'll give you a few moments alone with Fuzzy while I get the injection ready, and so you can say goodbye to her. So I look down at Fuzzy, and I know this is going to be our first and last conversation. And I'm at a loss for words. I rarely am, but I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what to say to Fuzzy. And but the doctor's over there with his, you know, with the equipment table, and I know I need to say something. And all I can think of is, so long, Fuzzy. It's been fun. Thank you, doctor. And I get out of the office and pay my $35. And you know what? A few days later, we received a condolence card signed by everyone in the office. Thank you.